world.
Oh, you know what? I think we're all just sad Vine doesn't exist anymore.
Nothing says love like that, like a topless selfie.
Like a topless selfie and pulling up with a bottle of wine in the center console of the SUV. That is all the time that we've got. All the time, Mikey D is going to be starting in just a moment, just as soon as I figure out how to get CD3 up on the board. There it is. Next week, I will be out. Joel will be here.
I'll be here.
I will be here.
Marielle will be here. Lisa Nichols will be here.
With her guns.
With her guns.
You will
to help you cope with the results of the 2016 election.
We're going
to
cope.
Until next week, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. It's simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick O'Kasich.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
and we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston. And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
On the town, Mikey D. My name is Phil. We have an action-packed show for you this evening. But to start everything off, I'm going to play myself.
Turned out well. If we were listening well, we'd turn it off. Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Determined to wear from. Don't forsake me on what you see. Mm-hmm. My situation is no guarantee. Determination is no guarantee. Mm-hmm. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That is The Grand Undoing. The track is called Sing Yourself Home. The album title, Always interesting from The Grand Undoing. It is. Sparks rain down from the lights of love. How about that? Before that, I had some Caspian with Crawl Space. Peter Bazell in the Academy with what we got from the brand new record, Devil Love. And yes, I played my own band to start the show. That song's called Find It Today. All right, we have a guest in here, and he has something to say.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going out there?
Where are the other Drunken Logic peoples?
They are unavailable tonight, unfortunately. They are gigging musicians as well and have busy schedules, unfortunately. But we did like an acoustic performance here back like this time last year, I think. And
really?
All three of us
okay.
were here and had a blast. So.
Well, I wasn't here for that.
I don't think you were. No.
No, I wasn't hosting that week. I remember when you came in and played.
Yeah, no, it was a blast. Absolute blast, and it's great to be back here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
So what brings you here this time?
Yeah, well, I'm Jake, by the way. I don't know if I said
that
up front.
Jake from Drunken Lodge. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. So
usually when only one representative is here, it's like, where's the other people
yeah,
from? Insert
enough.
Band here.
No, I need to, you know? I need to, yeah, I feel you.
I'm weird like that.
Yeah, well, we've got a new song and music video out right now. It's called What a Beautiful Morning. And it's a large, both are a big reaction to some of the themes and language that we've kind of seen inundating the election process for the last year and a half. And it's very much a response to that. And the video went up yesterday.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So With this whole election thing,
yes.
I mean, we're not going to get too overtly political,
right.
You know, speaking about the election. Have you found it to be an inspiring election process or a kind of a maddening thing that you just wanted it to be over about 6 months ago?
It's absolutely been artistically inspiring.
Mm.
I think if anybody feels that their self-esteem as an American is higher as a result of this election, I think you're crazy. You know, like it's been pretty maddening watching this and wondering what you should be paying attention to, what's real, what's not, and just seeing the national discourse being lowered to a level of like that you would to an episode of the Kardashians or something. It's absurd.
Well, I recommended that. I'm forgetting who I recommended this to who had never seen it. Have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
I have seen bits and pieces, and I've heard
you
that
need
it's something
to see the
I need to go back
whole
and
thing.
Watch. Right.
It's one of those. The memes are correct. It was a comedy that's quickly turning into a documentary.
Right. That's and, what all my friends keep telling me that. And,
yes. So
yeah.
I highly recommend. It might be on Netflix. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not here to plug that movie.
Fair enough.
But we're here to plug this.
Yes.
This new song and music video.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So what? What was it that was it just the timing that it's like, oh, we got to get this song out now, or like what made you say we got to put this out now instead of like making an EP or something like that?
Well, we have a full album in the works.
Okay.
It's written and it's been written for a couple of months.
Okay.
And I liked the idea of, I think we as a band decided, because we're all busy gigging musicians, we run and work in wedding bands and have side projects and just our schedules very rarely line up. So we kind of figured, why not take a more piecemeal approach to this record?
Okay.
And maybe go song by song, work with a friend of ours named Will Holland in Charlestown at Chill House Studios. And
yeah, now you see, now's the time for you to plug this
yes,
stuff.
Yes, exactly. So but in September, we were thinking, you know, there's a lot of political material on this album, and timing-wise, we might be able to get something out beforehand.
Okay.
And it all just kind of came together. We were originally going to put out a different song entirely, and then I started thinking more about it, and I got the idea for the music video for this song, and I literally didn't sleep that night. I had to like stay up and just like write this down, outline it, come up with as many ideas as I possibly could. And I was like, well, at this point we have to change songs, because if I feel that inspired about it, then I got to take a crack at it. Got to try and do this.
So between the idea of the video and its release yesterday, what's the time between that? just out of curiosity, because with the times being what they are, and yeah. like people could start shooting it on a Monday, but they want it to be a timely subject matter, so it's like they shoot it on Monday and that's released on Friday kind of thing.
Well, so here's the thing. It was about 6 or 7 weeks turnaround time between the idea and us having it. And that meant a lot of sleepless nights or late nights researching on my computer because the video is actually entirely public domain footage. We didn't shoot anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the idea is kind of, I realize I have to tread a little carefully because of FCC regulations and stuff. But when I hear people say they want, I think there's a nostalgia out there for 1950s and 60s America as a period of when America was great and everything was, and America was at its most powerful and we could do anything. And,
right,
you know,
and women were at home. And,
exactly.
And
right. And you didn't have to, you know, your schools were clean and integrated and like, and there's that subtext of this being this better area. Who was it better for? And was it actually as good as we remember it? And so the song is very much about that. And the video is entirely using newsreel and public service announcement footage from the 1950s to kind of
I haven't seen the video yet. So, yeah.
But it's
myself along with everybody listening. It's new to me, so I haven't seen it yet. I may watch it while Happy Little Clouds is playing.
Yeah, but, we worked with a guy named Mike Keslak who runs a company called 41st Casanova Productions. Our last music video actually won a regional film festival award.
Oh, nice.
And he and I both think this is the best thing we've done to date, I think. And we're really, really proud of it. And it uses that footage to kind of paint that nostalgic picture and then tear it down. Just viciously, viciously tear it down. And the music does that too, which is really cool. I think you'll be able to hear that when you hear the song.
All right. Well, that's a great
moment
way
to do it.
Play the song now.
All righty. Huh?
We'll be right back. Intro the song, please.
This is What a Beautiful Morning by Drunken Logic, released yesterday.
There is a place. And always
Good Lord. Ah.
Yeah, man.
Love pretty pop songs that just go crunch in the night.
That's exactly what we wanted to do with that.
Yeah. God, yeah, that's a great song.
Thank you, man. Much appreciated.
My God. I didn't know what you were coming here to plug.
Oh, fair enough.
At least not right away.
Yeah.
I saw you were coming in, and I'm like, Drunken Logic, cool. And then our producer, Joel, says, oh, he has a new song, and there's a video. I'm like, okay, good. And then I hear this song. I'm like, I must have this song. Is this out?
It is available on drunken-logic.com right now. The video is up on YouTube, Facebook, all of that stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, please. And we're doing a thing. Yeah, actually, I'll post about that later. I won't explain that.
What?
You
say there's a thing.
There's a thing. It's a gig that we just got named to, but I can't talk about it yet. I just realized. Watch the website.
Really?
It's a big deal.
Really? It's like you're tipping the can of beans over.
I know. I'm going to make you go to the fancy website that my brother designed. And, you know. Yeah. Tease, everybody.
Tease. Good gravy. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, we got two full albums out. We're gonna figure out what we're gonna do with this new record in 2017. Still working on it, but we figured we'd put this out now.
Is this indicative of the direction of the next one?
Yeah, I think so. We one of the things that's kind of cool about our band is we actually have five people when we record and play out. And
okay.
Our rhythm guitarist is a guy named Ryan Jordan, who has a fantastic solo record that everybody should listen to as well. But he's actually primarily a keys player. So we haven't really used him on keys yet. So in that song, I'm on piano and he's on whirly. And we're going to do a lot more experimentation with kind of two keyboard textures and kind of get into some old 70s prog rock, I think, textures in some ways. And
I think somewhere in the background, producer Joel is chomping at the bit to produce this record.
Yeah, well, I love that man's touch. And I've got his card. He is definitely definitely a prolific and
we're now getting you work, Joel.
Yep.
Hope you like it.
Not that Joel needs, I mean, maybe he does need work, but he shouldn't need work. That man does very good work. Absolutely.
But anyway, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Video's out, drunken-logic.com.
That's the one.
And there's some gig that he teased that he can't tell us about.
I think we can announce it next week. I don't know for sure. I hope we can announce it next week.
Well, keep your eyes peeled at drunken-logic.com. And so they can get the song there.
Yep.
Awesome. I am going to be going there the second I get off the air. I want that song. I love that song. It's a great song.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jake from Drunken Logic. All of you other Drunken Logic people,
screw
we miss you.
Well, that too.
Wow.
There's some harsh band tension there.
There's the light and dark there. Oh, okay.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Here is some Butterscotch. 91.5 WMFO.
Teddy bear, song, oh.
Not 91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was the Den Mothers going back 18 years and the Borrow, Beg, and Steal EP. That was the title track. Before that, I had the Alec Hudson Trio with Silky from the new record Thunder and Lightning. Doug McDonald Band, new stuff from them, Atomic Funk. And I played another track from the somewhat disappointing contractually obligated follow-up. That was My Favorite Friend from Butterscotch. That mouthful came from the lips of Phil. I am your host this evening. Happy Little Clouds is in Studio D warming up and all that stuff. And I got more musics to play you. More new musics. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.